As someone who experienced events leading up to and beyond the first Earth Day, I have deep feelings for its symbolism. The first Earth Day was momentous because it engaged millions of people across the nation in a variety of activities, from university teach-ins to community litter cleanups, including paper, glass, and tin can collections. These activities were all focused on one thing: health of our planet and the people it supports. I've been thinking a lot lately about healthcare providers, nurses, physician assistants, family doctors, surgeons, and other experts needed to fix broken or otherwise ailing bodies. These collected people are healthcare providers because that is what they do, most of them tirelessly, selflessly, and compassionately. At the risk of sounding presumptive, I think of myself as something of a care provider, an environmental care provider, along with many others who are engaged in matters related to environmental protection. And just as the list of medical caregivers is diverse and lengthy, so too is the list of roles in the environmental arena. While nurses and doctors focus on research and maintenance of human health, environmental scientists, including geologists, biologists, climatologists, and many other specialists, by and large, focus on matters related to environmental health. Today's environmental movement is at a crossroads, with more than a few directions we can take. For those of us who study the goings-on with our planet's life support systems, we know climate change is the biggest long-term challenge we face. Unfortunately, the choices we have to make sooner than later will require changes in our behavior, all 7 billion of us. We have environmental illnesses that cannot be ignored without human health consequences. It seems to me that prudence dictates we heed the advice of doctors when they diagnose an illness. In my view, the same good sense applies to the environmental scientists when they diagnose our planet is ailing. Just as physicians are the most appropriate members of our society for people to turn to for information about our human parts, so too environmental scientists are the most appropriate members of our society for people to turn to for information about our planet's parts. These medical and environmental professionals are the people we have entrusted with important and essential roles related to maintaining good health in our bodies, minds, and environment. Why would we not listen to them?